圣灵已经降临。
The Holy Spirit has come.
不是我们要苦苦的哀求啊。
We don't have to cry for it.
神的儿女都要因信来领受圣灵。
We shall receive the Holy Spirit in faith.
所有用宝血买回来的神的儿女。
For every child of God which has been redeemed.
圣灵就是应许给你们的。
Holy Spirit is a promise for us.
圣灵成为应许的灵。
That's why it's called a promise to the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected.
已经升到天上了。
He has ascended into heaven.
他已经差遣圣灵。
And he has sent his Holy Spirit to us.
圣灵已经降下。
Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵在五旬节降下了。
He has come since Pentecost.
从来没有回去过。
And never returned ever since.
圣灵一直在我们中间。
And he's always been among us.
他要充满所有
要被充满的人。And you desire to fill those who desire to be filled.
有一天你若得着了。
Once you receive it.
不是主给的太迟了。
It's not the Lord has given to you too late.
是我们信的太迟了。
But because we have believed on too late.
是我们来接受太迟了。
Or we received it too late.
今天晚上都要敞开心了。
Therefore open up our heart tonight.
圣灵已经依赖宝贵。
For Jesus has sent his Holy Spirit.
主名应当赞美。
And be all the glory to God.
怎么苦苦哀求呢
？So we don't have to beg for it.
就是我听主圣的弟兄怎么求那个圣灵充满的。
Sometimes I heard how people ask to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我听着他们的哀求，我想我们的主心好硬，是不是
？And I heard their begging sound like our Lord is so hard-hearted.
但是我认识主，怎么和他祷告不一样
？How come this one different from the Lord I know？
你说你对的还主对了
？Whether they were right or the Lord was right.
苦苦求，苦苦求啊
！We don't have to beg bitterly.
主早就预备好了。
The Lord has given to us.
主
He died for this very reason.
主为着复分复活的。
And for this, he resurrected.
主为着荣耀进到升到天上的。
And for the glory's sake, he ascended into heaven for us.
他升到天上，就差遣圣灵来。
Once he ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
现在圣灵的时代。
Now is the era of his spirit.
圣灵掌握一切的事。
And the Holy Spirit shall control all things.
主的儿女为什么不信？
Why don't we, children of God, believe that?
神的儿女为什么不来领受？
Why don't we come and receive it?
为什么不赞美？
Why don't we just praise Him for it?
圣灵已经降临。
Because the Holy Spirit has come.
主名应当赞美。
And all the glory shall be to the Lord.
爱也重开庆下。
And the fire of heavenly love shall come upon us.
燃烧在我心内。
And it's burning in our soul.
今天晚上弟兄姊妹都要受圣灵哈。
Therefore we shall all receive it tonight.
没有一个黑不受的哈。
Everyone without exception.
最好不受我也没办法我都好好看你一眼这么大的恩典怎么不受的
If you don't receive it I just stare at you and wonder why you don't have it
降下雨啊降下来啊
It's like a rain coming from above
不是我使用拿桶水来那不够的
It's not that I bring a bucket of water and spray on
我从前那个年轻时候在一个会所啊
When I was in church, local church,
有很大的空地，你知道吧？
There was this vast ground.
我很殷勤的。
And I was very diligent.
我在那里侍奉主。
Because I want to serve the Lord.
祷告完了去接水。
So after the morning prayer meeting, I would go get water.
我一倒一个角落烘干。
A bucket of water, and I will pour onto the ground. It dried instantly.
一倒一个角落干。
I will get another bucket. It's still dry.
我接了侍奉水，我的力量全枯光了。
I'd be so exhausted after 10 buckets of water.
那么大的地，我是灌了一点点。
It's such a big ground, and I can only do so much.
我说主，我没有办法了。
So I said, Lord, I can't do this.
晚上我醒过来。
And in the evening, I saw the rain too.
外面下雨了。
And I heard this sound of rain.
突雨降下了。
And it was a very thorough rain.
第二早晨我一出去啊。
Next morning when I went out.
这么大的地角没有一寸不灌透的。
Every inch of the dry ground was thoroughly rained.
可我造水的真是不一样。
It is such a different effect as what I did earlier.
天上降下突雨了。
So when the rain came down from heaven.
每个角落都弄满了。
Every corner shall be filled.
哪一寸地不灌的？
And every corner is filled.
这不过是不值的雨啊。
And that was just a material rain I'm talking about.
圣灵降下了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
为着你降下的。
It has come for our sake.
应许的圣灵。
It's His promise.
怎样接受主耶稣做救主？
We have to have Jesus as our Savior.
照样来接受圣灵。
And same way we shall have received Holy Spirit.
我们读利未记。
Let's read Leviticus.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从一节读到第八节。
Verses 1 to 8. Let's read it together.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说你晓谕以色列人说你们中间若有人献供物给耶和华要从牛群羊群中献圣出为供物他的供物 若以女巫为犯忌，就要在会幕门口，且一只没有残疾公牛，可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。他要安守在犯忌生的头上，犯忌便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。他要在耶和华面前宰公牛。亚伦子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口坛的周围。那人要剥去犯忌生的皮，把犯忌生切成筷子。祭司亚伦的子孙要把火放在坛上，把柴摆在火上。亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并蚩尤摆在坛上火柴上。但犯忌的丈夫一锤要用水洗，祭司要把一切血烧在坛上，当作犯忌献与耶和华为馨香的活祭。人的供物若以绵羊或山羊为犯忌，就要献上没有残疾的供养。好好好，我们读十五节。
Verse 15。
祭物要把鸟，祭司要把鸟拿到坛前，九下头来，把鸟烧在坛上，鸟的血要留在坛的旁边。好了，我们读罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12,
第一节。
Verse 1。
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。啊，将身体献上，当作活祭。
Here it says to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这里保罗讲活祭。
Living sacrifice.
啊，就是根据利未记一章讲的燔祭。
This is in accordance with what we just read earlier in Leviticus, the burnt offering.
而燔祭到了新约的意义就是活祭。
And the burnt offering, when it comes to the New Testament, it means the living sacrifice.
所以我们读一首帮助的圣经是路加福音二章。
And we'd like to read another passage to Luke chapter 2 that will help us.
24节。
Verse 24.
这是讲主降生去献，把自己献给神的一件事。
This is passage to talk about after Jesus' birth, how his parents offer him up to God.
二十四节。
Verse
24. 又要照主的律法所说，会用一对板臼，会用两只雏鸽献祭。好，在利未记第一章。
In Leviticus chapter 1,
说到祭物和献祭。
They talk about the sacrifice and its offering.
怎么如何献祭？
How do we offer sacrifices?
这是旧约中圣经中间说到献祭最重要的地方。
This is the most important part in the Old Testament talking about sacrifices and offerings.
在这段圣经里面说两件大的事。
There are two great things that are mentioned here.
一件是祭物的本身。
One is the sacrifice itself.
第二件是怎样的献祭，如何献祭。
Second, how to offer the sacrifice.
祭物的本身
the sacrifice itself,
就是说到奉献的生命
it talks about the life that's being offered up
如何来献祭
how to offer this
就是说到奉献的经历
which means the experience of offering ourselves up
两件大的事
there are two things
祭物说到奉献的生命
the sacrifice speaks of the life that's offered up
如何献祭说到奉献的经历
And the offering itself talk about the experience of offering up.
弟兄姊妹们，在利未记第一章十七节的圣经里面。
And in this passage in Leviticus chapter 1,
他的祭物中专一的说到燔祭。
And it talks about a particular kind of offering, which is the burnt offering.
在利未记的头五章的里面。
In the first five chapters of Leviticus,
说了五种的祭物。
There were five kinds of offering.
说到燔祭。
It talks about burnt offering.
说到素祭。
Grain offering.
说到平安祭。
Peace offering,
赎罪祭
sin offering,
赎愆祭
and guilt offering.
这个五种祭物里面
in these five offerings,
燔祭是最尊贵的祭物
the burnt offering is the most honorable kind of sacrifice.
也是头一个祭物
and also the very first kind of offering.
没有燔祭牲
without a sacrifice to be burned up.
其他的祭物不能献
all the other offerings cannot be made up.
头一件就要献燔祭
the first offering you can do is burnt offering.
燔祭太重要了
It is so important.
所以为什么叫燔祭重要呢？
Why is so important?
因为燔祭就是说一个奉献的生命。
Because the burnt offering speaks of a life that's willing to offer it.
是一个完全的奉献生命。
It's a complete offering.
所以燔祭啊
，Therefore, burnt offering
称作第一祭。
It's number one offering.
这是最重要的祭。
It's the most important offering.
一切祭物的根基。
And the foundation of the subsequent offering.
必须先献燔祭。
You have to offer a burnt offering first.
然后再那些别的祭。
Then you can offer other kinds of offerings.
以色列人无论什么行动、啊、
Therefore, wherever Israelites go,
行动之前第一个就要献祭。
Before they go out, first thing they did was to offer.
献什么祭？
What kind of offering did they do?
献燔祭。
They will make burnt offerings.
不献燔祭，他们的行动没有神的祝福。
Otherwise, they will not have the blessing from God.
没有神的同在。
They won't have the presence of the Lord.
燔祭成为第一祭。
Therefore, burnt offering was the utmost offering.
第二燔祭又成为祭中的祭。
Secondly, burnt offering is the offering among all offerings.
所有祭的精华都在燔祭。
It's the essence of all different kinds of offerings.
我们说祭物的一切的假如说属灵生命。
And sacrifice itself talks about the life that's being offered up.
和两个属灵的功用。
And the function.
都集中在燔祭上面。
It all concentrate on the burnt offering.
燔祭太重要了。
Burnt offering is indeed very important.
第三，燔祭称为全身祭。
And also it's called the complete whole body offering.
什么叫做全身祭？
What does that mean?
这个身字有两个字的不同的用的啊。
And there are two words here.Two different expressions.
又又说全身祭的牲是牲口的牲，牲畜的牲。
It's the entire animal that's being slain.
整个的牛，整个的羊献在坛上。
The burnt offering takes entire animal.
只有燔祭不能有一个人任何人来分一点出去。
You cannot share any part with other offerings. It has to be complete.
祭司不能吃燔祭的。
The priest is not allowed to partake in the animal being slain.
没有人可以享受燔祭的。
No one can come and share the burnt offering.
燔祭也不能做别的任何用处的。
And you cannot use it for other purpose either.
整个的牛和羊献在坛上。
The entire bull or sheep will be offered up on the altar.
完全被焚烧。
Will be completely consumed by fire.
每一点都是神用的。
Every little bit belongs to God.
燔祭是完全献给神的。
It's completely for God.
所以就会全身。
So it's the entire peace.
到了新约的里面。
And comes the time of New Testament.
罗马书十二章第一节。
The Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
保罗说：“所以弟兄们。”
Paul says, brothers.
我以神的大慈爱劝你们。
I urge you with God's mercy.
将身体献上。
Present your body as a
当作活祭。
As a living and holy sacrifice.
保罗讲这句话的时候。
When Paul said this.
他就是站在立位记的燔祭的根据上。
He was referring to the kind of offering mentioned in Leviticus.
到了新约里面成为活祭。
So when the sacrifice here comes to the New Testament, it becomes the living sacrifice.
活祭就是个全身祭。
It's still the entire piece being offered up.
这个身体不是牲口的身，我们身体的身了。
It's no longer the animal, but our body.
全身做祭物。
Our entire body is offered up as a sacrifice.The Lord, here I am.
我一切都来了。
All I have is here.
没有留下一点不来的。
I do not leave anything behind.
我完全来了。
All I have is here.
这叫做全身祭。
That means entire body sacrifice.
下面我们还要讲活祭哈。
And we'll continue to talk about living sacrifice.
燔祭成为全身祭。
Therefore, the burnt offering is the offering of the entire body.
在这里每一点都是神的。
Every piece of it belongs to God.
完完全全属于神的。
It's completely for God.
第四，燔祭成为焚烧祭。
Fourthly, burnt offering is a burning kind of sacrifice.
中文里燔祭的燔字就是火烧的意思。
Burnt offering means it's being burned.
英文里燔祭就是这个火焚烧祭啊。Burning sacrifice.
And in English, it's the burning sacrifice.
那个祭物的特点在于焚烧。
So the uniqueness about this kind of offering is burning.
当燔祭献上的时候。
So when you offer up the animal,
火降下来了。
The fire will come from above.
整个燔祭都焚烧了。
And it completely burn up the sacrifice.
亲爱的兄弟们，这一个火。
Dear brothers and sisters, this fire.
天上来的圣火。
It's a holy fire from heaven.
在旧约的里面。
In the Old Testament time.
亚伦第一次献燔祭的时候
，When Aaron offered up the burnt offering for the very first time，
火从天上降下
，Fire came from heaven upon it，
把燔祭完全烧尽
，And completely consumed the sacrifice。
是那样直接的来表示神的悦纳
，God strongly and directly expressed His acceptance。
怎么知道神悦纳了
？How do we know God has accepted that？
那怎么我们的父亲喜欢了
？How do you know Father God likes it？
因为圣火降下了
，Because holy fire came down from heaven。
圣
And that's the proof of God's acceptance.
圣火降下。
The holy fire comes down.
这个祭物神就悦纳了。
That means God has accepted the sacrifice and offering.
在圣经里面。
In Bible.
最大的是献祭。
The greatest thing is to make sacrifice.
那到圣殿完成的时候。
When the temple was completely built.
所罗门来献祭了。
King Solomon came to make the offering.
祭物太多太多。
And there are so many sacrifices offered up.
几万头牲畜。
He brought tens of thousands of animals to be offered up.
祭坛怎么容得下呀
The altar was too small to take off.
祭坛容不下了
It's enough to accommodate all the sacrifices.
他们另外分别了一个很大的地方
Therefore, they consecrated another area.
几万口的祭物要献祭啊
So the tens of thousands of animals can be sacrificed.
啊，这不得了
It was a very...
我常常读到这里都做迷了的。
And I really was so lost into when I read something like that.
这是一个大复兴的时代来的。
Indeed, that's the sign of a great revival.
这么多的祭物在主面前，怎么不复兴啊
？How can you not have revival if there are so many sacrifices on God's altar?
几万的祭物在哪里
？Tens of thousands of animals are offered up.
是我大大的降下。
Therefore, the holy fire came down greatly upon them.
把几万个祭牲统统烧光了。
And completely consumed all of them.
是大大的喜悦了。
God take great Delight and acceptance.
So he
sent down his holy fire.
And
burned away all the tens of thousands of sacrifices. Our Lord received all the glory through that. And at the same time, he has given us his revival. In the text, in the Bible, and most powerful thing is to offer.
That's Elijah 的献祭了。
When Elijah made offer,
Elijah 在一个空前的大征战的里面。
And he was in the greatest and most severe battle.
像这个暗权之征战。
He was fighting against the power of darkness.
Elijah 是谁呀、啊、
？Who was Elijah?
不过是个小小肉身的人啊。
He was just a man in his flesh.
一个人面对黑暗的国度。
By himself, he faced the kingdom of darkness.
面对黑暗的权势。
The power of darkness.
他凭什么来征战呢
？What did he have to fight against?
伊利亚头一件事献祭。
Therefore, the very first thing he did was to make an offering.
献燔祭。
He made and burned offering.
他用十二块石头来做祭坛。
He used 12 stones to make an altar.
每一块石头上刻着以色列支派的名字。
And on each stone, he will mark the name of 12 tribes of Israel.
他先把所有神的百姓都奉献给神了。
So he offered up all the children of Israel to God first.
以色列个大能力、大心愿呢。
And that is the great heart he had.
哦，他把一个十二块石头做成祭坛的石头。
So he made an altar through 12 stones.
Finish.祭烈火是最有能力的降下了
And most powerful fire came down from heaven
把坛上的祭物
And burned away the sacrifice
坛四围他们挖了深沟啊
And they dig ditch around the altar
沟里都是很深的水啊
And they filled it with water
烈火降临了
And the fire came from heaven
这么多深沟的水一下都干了
It was so powerful that completely dried up all the water in the ditch
伊利亚大大的胜
Elijah was greatly triumphant that day
凭什么得胜
What was his reliance?
靠着燔祭得胜。
It was through that burnt offering he made.
靠着奉献得胜。
Through the offering he has made before God.
他不是一个人站在哪里。
He did not stand there by himself.
他的心灵的灵都站在整个神的儿女下面。
And all his heart was on the children of God.
把十二支派的名字来做坛。
So he has supported his offering with 12 tribes names.
在那个时候，整个百姓都不行了。
Yet the children of God was in such a desolate condition then.
我们侍奉主的心啊，也不知道什么百姓不行不行不行的呢。
And maybe we'll say, oh, those who serve the Lord is okay, but children of God in general are weak.
如果要这样感觉做得蛮好了，你把你的责任放下，交给别人好了。
If you feel that way, the Lord said, then lay aside your responsibility. I just find somebody else.
我能觉得神的儿女不行。
Don't ever feel that children of God are not capable.
神的仆人从头到末了，只有一件事，觉得自己不行的。
We should always feel that we are not capable of serving God.
你换一个人来就行了嘛。你不行。
If we feel that we are not able,
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
Elijah 的心站在整个神儿女上面，大大的信心啊
！He stood before God on behalf of entire children of God.
他的眼睛看见弟兄姊妹都是软弱。
His eyes saw the weakness of God's people.
哦，主爱他的儿女。
But he knew the Lord loved his people.
每一个神的儿女都是主的一个宝血买回来的。
Every child of God was bought by the blood of Jesus.
没有神的儿女可以轻看的。
We cannot belittle any one of them.
没有神的儿女会丢掉的。
And we cannot leave anyone behind either. either. So he built the altar with the 12 men of the
12 tribes.
And he offered them up before God.
主都是你的,
the Lord, they are all yours.
都是你用血买来的,
you have bought them with your blood.
这是用血买来的百姓啊,
these are the people you bought with your own blood. Therefore, I am offering them up to you.
圣灵大降临,
and Holy Spirit came down greatly and burned away everything. And defeat the power of darkness and overcome the kingdom of darkness through the burnt offering he made. Elijah greatly triumphed, and this is the burning offering he offered. Tonight when we come to offer ourselves, we believe God will also send down his fire to burn his sacrifice. And just like in the time of Aaron,
像所罗门的时候一样,
King Solomon,
像以利亚的时候一样,
by prophet Elijah,
不能说一样, 我们远胜过他们,
not only just the same ashes surpass those
conditions,
and those were just types about what's going to happen now. Our Lord has ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit has come. It's for our sake it has come.
我第一次,
when they first showed me Niagara Falls,
他们把我骗了去了,
they fooled me. They didn't tell me they were about to take me there.
代表Niagara Falls的地方,我们不到这个聚会地方, 现在Niagara Falls。
Before we go to a meeting place, we'll make a short stop to Niagara Falls.
你不要生气, 我们订了旅馆, 今天这里过夜了。
Don't get mad. We actually reserved a room in the hotel. We just want to show you this.
我也看到Niagara Falls。
I said, okay, let's take a look at Niagara Falls.
看的时候,
when I saw it,
我不是故意这么想, 传道人有这个,
I didn't intend to think it this way.
我没有, 我看见那个佛,
indeed, it was a great sight.
哇,
and with the power of the waterfall came down.
有人坐船去冲, 拿看冲进去, 冲进去人没有,
you saw people riding on the small boat trying to get close to the fall.
远远的快快转回来,
and people reached a safe distance, they would turn around.
弟兄们都站在我旁边,
and all my Christian brothers stood next to me.
他们不是第一次看的,
they have seen this before.
是你吗,你没看过这么大的佛?
They said, have you seen something so great?
我说没有,
I said, no.
好不好看?
Isn't this beautiful?
好看,
pretty good?
伟不伟大?
Isn't this magnificent?
伟大?
Yes, indeed.
我心里在想,
but in my heart I was thinking,
神的儿女,
oh, children of God,
看见那个的佛,
just look at Niagara Falls.
主耶稣有更大的佛, 怎么看不见?
But you cannot see the greater fall of Jesus Christ.
圣灵降下了,
when the Holy Spirit comes down.
你们带我来看那个的佛, 我谢谢你们,
I thank you for showing me Niagara Falls.
第二次到了聚会里面,
next day when we went to the
meeting,
I cannot say anything else but the fall of the Holy Spirit. You all live close to that other fall. You have seen it before.
今天我赢你们还有更大的fall.
Today I want to show you another greater fall.
耶稣升天了,
because Jesus has ascended.
这个fall是无限高出来的,
and therefore this fall is much, much greater.
这fall来的时候整个人类都造就了,
and when the fall comes, entire human race is covered.
为什么不看见?
Why can't you see that?
为什么不看见?
Why can't you see that?
有人的, 那个地方从来不讲圣灵的,
and they never talked about Holy Spirit before.
哇,我跟他们大叫,这次啊,
I cried out loudly to them.
带我去看Niagara Falls, 我非常谢谢的,
I appreciate that you show me the Niagara Falls.
乡下人第一次来看Niagara Falls,
I'm like a countryman, first time seeing
the
Niagara
Falls. 我要带你们看更伟大的fall.
At the same time, I want to bring you, I show you the greater fall.
你能跟他们呼喊,
so I shout out loud to them.
就把我的声音不够大而呼喊的,
I wish my voice can be even louder.
哎, 圣灵不是靠我声音大呼喊的,
but the Holy Spirit does not depend on the loudness of my voice. But we wish they can see.
主开了你,
and the Lord opened their eyes.
不要做比看那个说,
so don't focus on Niagara Falls.
今天晚上我们神的儿女就看一个圣灵的佛,
but children of God, we shall see the greater fall of the Holy Spirit tonight.
很少的灵,
and that burning spirit.
好,他这个焚烧的最后一个名字叫做馨香火祭,
and the last name for the burnt offering is the fragrant offering.
是我脚下了,
when the Holy Spirit comes down,
祭物不见了,
the sacrifice is burned off.
祭物变成一堆灰烬在那里,
and you see nothing but ashes left.
整个的祭物变成了馨香的气味,
and the entire sacrifice has become an aroma.
经过了圣所,
Go through the holy place.
透过了幔子。
Go through the veil.
到了至圣所。
Into the holy of holies.
到了施恩的宝座上。
Come to the mercy seat.
神，我借那个馨香的味道。
God will smell the aroma.
做神的食物。
Become a food to God.
成为神的满足。
And bring satisfaction to God.
我们的主，我们的神啊。
Oh, my Lord, my God.
我这么小小的一个奉献呢。
An insignificant person like me, and my offering.
能成为你的食物。
Can become your food.
能叫主的心得到满足。
Can bring you satisfaction.
主有话这么讲的。
But that's what the Lord said.
我们也看见我们小小的奉献，主的确差来生就降下来。
And indeed, when we offer ourselves, you see how He sent fire to burn us.
叫我们看见主的心多满足了。
And to prove to us that He is satisfied.
只要主满足了，我们才满足了，你知道吗？
You know, we won't be satisfied until the Lord is satisfied.
我们的都是大大的满足了。
And we'll be greatly satisfied.
为什么？
Why?
主的心满足了。
Because His heart is satisfied.
要让大丰收来满足我们了。
And He will send down great blessings and satisfy us.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是祭牲的五个名字啊，第一祭。
These are the five names for the burnt offering.
燔祭、祭中祭。
First is the offering of offerings.
叫做全身祭。
And it's the whole peace offering.
叫做焚烧祭。
And it's the burning offering.
叫做馨香的火祭。
And it's the fragrant offering.
这五种燔祭的属灵意义了。
Now we know the spiritual meaning of the burnt offering.
第一件是燔祭。
First of all,
耶稣基督是最大的燔祭。
Jesus Christ Himself is the greatest burnt offering.
燔祭就指着耶稣基督来说的。
Burnt offering refers to Jesus.
耶稣基督一降生就把自己献给神。
Because when Jesus was born, He offered Himself to God immediately.
他是最完全的燔祭。
And He was the most perfect sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，从里到外，主耶稣没有一点不是神的。
From within to without, He was completely God.
耶稣基督的生命。
The life of Lord Jesus.
哎呦，这个生命是被主悦纳的生命。
Was the only life that's acceptable to God.
神悦纳什么？
Why does God accept it?
神悦纳他的儿子耶稣基督的生命。
God only accepts the life of His Son Jesus Christ.
除了这个生命之外。
Other than that.
任何生命不能被神悦纳的。
There's no life can be accepted by God.
耶稣基督成为人。
Jesus Christ became a man.
他把自己献上。
And He offered Himself up to God.
哦，父神的第一次那么的喜乐高兴。
And God took a great delight in accepting that.
是完全能悦纳这个燔祭的。
He completely accepted that sacrifice.
第二点是耶稣基督的生命。
Secondly, it talks about the life of Jesus.
满足神的生命。
Jesus Christ has the kind of life that will satisfy God.
他在地上一路走走，一路满足神的。
And all the days of his life on earth, he satisfied God every moment.
生命的表现满足神。
His manifestation.
他的作为满足神。
His deeds.
他做神的羔羊被死架来满足神。
He behaved like a lamb of God to be crucified on the cross. That satisfied God.
他的受苦当中来满足神。
And his suffering also satisfies God.
他的征战里头满足神。
And in the battle, he overcame and satisfied God.
只有这个人，这个生命才能够满足神啊。
Only this very person and the very life he has can satisfy God.
当耶稣基督献祭的时候。
So when Jesus offered himself.
天上的心真满足了。
The heavenly heart of God was so pleased.
满足的满出来了。
He was so pleased about it.
耶稣基督的生命。
And that's the life of Jesus Christ.
他这个馨香的生命。
And his life is like a fragrant life.
我们你我这样人烧献祭的时候，我们发出馨香啊。
And it's a fragrance.
献祭的时候不是香就是臭，知道吧？
When you offer something, either it smells good or smells bad.
像你煮过牛肉，不是香就是臭。
Just like when you do beef, either it smells good or smells bad.
不，这是我讲的。那个利未记从来没说臭，不是香。
That's just my saying. It's not in the Bible. They're all supposed to be all nice in the
Bible. 我自己，我那个焚烧的时候，就是不要臭味道出来。
And I just pray when I offer myself and God burn me, it won't smell bad.
我知道我这很多臭的味道。
Because I know I don't smell good.
耶稣基督献祭的时候。
But when Jesus offered himself.
极大的美德
His great virtue
叫他成为馨香
Making that beautiful aroma
你闻到主的馨香没有
Have you ever smell of his aroma
主的馨香充满了天上
And that filled the entire heaven
主的馨香充满了人间你说
And also filled the entire world
那全世界都闻到主的馨香
The whole world can smell of his aroma
我们没闻到主的馨香吗
Do you ever smell of his aroma
主的极大的美德
His great virtue
主耶稣这个人是极这馨香的气味
Oh Lord Jesus has carried this beautiful aroma
他那些祭的时候
So when he offered himself
那个馨香之气 息出来的。
And the fragrance just naturally flow out.
这些太伟大了。
And that's a great aroma.
在天上满了他的馨香。
And it fills entire heaven.
地上满了他的馨香。
Also the entire earth.
这个馨香征服掉多少的人，你知道吗？
And this fragrance has conquered so many hearts.
叫人伏在他的主的脚前。
And made us to bow at his feet.
他的馨香。
His fragrance.
好，现在我们看见第二个意义。
The second meaning here.
这个细燔祭是耶稣基督独一的燔祭。
And burnt offering is the only offering that Jesus Christ.
也指着众圣徒的燔祭。
That's also a burnt offering for all the saints.
主耶稣的燔祭太大。
The burnt offering of Jesus Christ is great.
今天圣灵引导我们来做燔祭。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit leads us to make the same burnt offering.
现在我做一件事情。
So we got to know this.
我们做燔祭。
When we offer the burnt offering.
和耶稣基督做燔祭。
Versus the one offered by Jesus.
发生密切的关系，不能分开的。
It's closely related and can never be separated.
我们怎么做燔祭？
How do we become the burnt offering?
我们靠着主来蒙悦纳的。
It is through Jesus Christ we can be accepted by God.
我们在基督里才被蒙悦纳的。
We have to be accepted in Christ.
今天我们来做燔祭，主悦纳我们。
So when we come to be the burnt offering, God will take it.
不要糊涂了，不是你有什么好，神悦纳你哈。
But don't be fooled that you are good enough to offer yourself.
我们上有耶稣的血。
It's all because we have the seal of His blood.
我们奉耶稣的名啊。
And we come in the name of the Lord.
我们佩戴着耶稣基督。
We are covered in Christ.
我们在基督里。
We are in Christ.
靠着主不悦纳。
And through Christ, we are accepted.
靠着主来满足神。
And through Christ, we can satisfy.
越来越多圣徒奉献之后，也献出伟大的奉献生命哈。
And a lot of saints have manifested a great life of offering them.
他们也有馨香啊。
And they also have good smell.
有本书盖恩夫人的传记叫《馨香的末药》。
And there's a famous book written by Madame Guyon.
这本书很多人喜欢读，我读了好几遍。
And I've read the book many times myself.
读这本书的闻到馨香啊。
When you read that book, you smell something really nice.
就是这么大的一个圣徒啊。
And she was a great saint.
也不能靠着自己来满足神啊。
But even her cannot satisfy God.
还要靠着主来满足神啊。
She still needs to be through the Lord.
在基督里来满足神啊。
She can satisfy God in Christ.
靠着主来做燔祭。
And through Christ, she made herself the burnt offering.
今天我们有多荣幸吗？
And what an honor for us.
我们可以奉献。
Do you know, it's such an honor we can offer ourselves.
我们是什么人啊，能奉献啊？
Who are we that we can offer ourselves to God?
现在主在我身边，我说主，我把我自己给了你了，这个胆子好大。
If the Lord stands right here and says, Lord, I give myself, that's really a daring statement.
你这个人下地狱了哟。
Well, actually, we deserve to go to hell. How can we offer ourselves?
从里到外都满了罪。
Full of sin.
我是个大麻风啊。
I am a leper.
我是个虚弱妇人啊。
And I'm a person that leads with hemorrhoids.
碰手都不可以的。
I cannot even touch the Lord.
后来说主，我把我给了你了。
And then you come to tell what I give myself to you.
啊，你爱我哈。
You love me, right?
好大的胆子。
Oh, that was a very statement.
啊，今天我们荣幸了。
But that's an honor for us now.
主耶稣为我死了。
Because Jesus died for me.
主耶稣为我复活了。
And He resurrected for me.
他的死把我救赎了。
His death and me.
他的复活叫他和我联合了。
And His resurrection has brought me together with Him.
所以我才能奉献呢。
Therefore, I'm now capable of offering myself.
不是稀奇，我怎么会奉献？
Don't be amazed at the fact that you actually can offer yourself.
要稀奇，主怎么不要了你呀？
Don't be amazed at the fact that God even accepted.
你们稀奇过啊
？Are you ever wondering？
我好多年了，活着哈。
I live so many years now。
我常常定下来稀奇，你怎么主会撩我
？I oftentimes slow down and pause. How could Jesus want someone even like me, especially when I feel weak？
主怎么要了我吧？真是。
How come Jesus want someone like me？
你怎么对主了？主你们怎么会要了我这个人啊
？And I will ask Lord, how come you want someone like me？
我不能否认你要了我了。
But I cannot deny the fact that you have accepted me。
赞美主啊
！And I praise you for that。
所有都靠着耶稣。
It's all through the words of Jesus Christ.
我的奉献。
The fact that I can make myself to Him.
我稀奇，我怎么会奉献呢
？I will be amazed. How can I?
稀奇神怎么会要你的呢
？And amazed more. How come God accepted?
啊，有的人讲到奉献，好像他是给了主面子。
Whenever sometimes people talk about offering, they feel that they have given God a favor that they have offered themselves.
这个见这么着挣扎，又挣扎到末了被主爱胜过了，奉献给主的，好可怜，是不是
？A lot of times we struggle for a long time to find.Finally, we made our mind and give ourselves, and we felt that we did God a favor.
有些感觉主的荣耀多，后悔自己讲这些话。
And until we saw His glory, then we'll truly regret what we thought.
对自己的这个咋的？
And we'll condemn ourselves for that.
你自己挣扎为羞耻,
and you'll condemn yourself for your struggle.
主，你怎么会要我的?
And you will say, Lord, how can you want someone even like me?
这是个蒙恩的给予的话,
and that's the proper response for a sinner saved by faith.
是托门中的贡献,
saints can offer themselves. And we got to know the meaning of the living sacrifice. This burnt offering. It comes to the time of New Testament. It means the living sacrifice. Paul says here in Romans 12, according to Leviticus chapter 1.
弟兄们,
he said, brothers, I urge you by the mercy of God,
将身体献上,
present your body
当作活祭,
as a living and holy sacrifice,
圣洁的,
acceptable to God,
是神所喜悦的,
acceptable to God.
他这里把饭叫做活祭,
and he changed the word burnt offering into living sacrifice here.
一件事情怎么叫做活祭?
First of all, what does it mean by a living sacrifice? Because at the time,
一切在祭坛上,饭祭中就死了,
once you offer a burnt offering, the animal will be dead right away.
你儿女把自己献在祭坛上,我们不能死啊,
but if we offer ourselves on God's altar, we cannot die right away.
我们不仅不能死,
not only we should not die,
这是我活的那一天啊,
and after that, that's the day that we actually live.
我要开始一个新的日子了,
because we're going to start a new era for ourselves.
下面我要为主活着了,
because we're going to live for the Lord from that point and on.
所以我献上, 我又活着, 这是活祭, 你知道吧?
So I offer myself also at the time I start to live. That means that's what it means by living sacrifice.
不像从前那个牛羊献上就死掉了,
not like the animals, whenever they're offered on the altar, they were dead.
也是我活着,
secondly,
我却是因为主的死而活着的,
I live because of Jesus' death.
因着主的死,
because of death of Jesus,
我向着己死了,
I can die to myself.
我向着世界死了,
I can die to the world now.
我向着万有都死了,
I can die to all creation now.
虽然死了, 我活在主的复活生命里面,
and I can live in his resurrected life.
要告诉所有的人我是个复活的人,
and I tell everybody that I am a person of resurrection.
告诉每一个人我是个奉献的人,
and I tell everybody I have offered myself to God.
你的主是我的主,
and the Lord is my Lord from this day on.
我是属于主的,
and I belong to the Lord.
这是活祭,
and that's what a living and separate sacrifice is.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是活祭的,
and in the book of Acts, you see every Christian recorded there are, they were a living sacrifice.
然后我们看见保罗的话,
and then look at the statement made by Paul.
活祭跟立位祭一样, 全身祭,
this living sacrifice is also a whole body sacrifice.
我以主的大慈爱劝你们,
I urge you with the mercies of God,
将身体献上,
present your body,
当作活祭,
as a living sacrifice.
保罗用的字更好, 叫做 body, 整个身体就献上,
he said present your body.
我们怎么用身体的字?
How do we use the word body here?
我们讲到身体啊,
when we talk about body,
所有身体里面的都属于这个身体,
everything that's in the body belongs to the body.
我身体里面, 我的思想,
all my mind,
我的感情,
and all my feelings,
我的意志,
my will,
我的聪明,
and my intelligence,
我的才能,
and my talent,
我的喜好,
my interest.
我所有在我身体里面,
everything that's in me belongs to this body.
我身体来的时候,
so when I come with my body, everything that's in me comes together.
另外面身体来的时候,
and also when the body comes,
所以外面的事,
all the outward things,
都挂在我这个身体上的,
which carry along with
我的财物,
my body, my possession,
我的光阴,
my time,
我的时间,
my time,
我的所有的人,
all I have,
都挂在身体上,
are part of me.
有点身体里面有了这些都没有了,
without body, all these things were useless.
保罗说把身体献上,
so when Paul said present your body,
这句话太智慧, 太伟大了,
it is a very wise statement.
保罗没给我们一个细细的说把什么献把什么献把什么献把都没讲,
Paul did not bother to list out all the items that belong to us.
我们诗歌里的诗歌是非常伟大的奉献诗歌了,
and that was a great hymn talking about dedication.
那个作者说我把以为也,
and talk about I give you my eyes,
我把我的口献上,
I give you my lips,
我把我的金钱献上,
I give you all my money,
我把我的手献上,
my hands,
我把我的脚献上,
my feet,
我把我的心献上,
my heart.
我不是批评那个诗歌, 这个诗歌作者太伟大,
that was a great hymn, I'm not criticizing it here.
我远远赶不上他,
I can never write something so great.
这句话作者经历是非常宝贝的,
it was from the writer's experience, very
precious. 保罗没给我们这么细细算的,
but Paul did not go through the details.
把身体献上,
but he said present your body,
所有都来了,
everything shall come,
身体里面的都来了,
that's whatever is in the body,
身体上面外面都来了,
but outside the body,
主，我把身体献上。
And when we tell the Lord, Lord, I offer myself. I present my body, my whole being.
我一切都来了。
All I have is here.
在这里奉献无限量的。
And there's no limitation, no reservation.
所以身体献上。
So offer your body up.
保罗讲句太大的智慧。
That's indeed something very wise.
这叫全身祭。
That's the whole body sacrifice.
祭物献上。
When you offer up the sacrifice,
凡祭牲一切都是主的。
Everything belongs to the Lord.
祭司不能吃燔祭的。
The priest cannot partake in the burnt offering.
人不能吃燔祭的。
Neither can anybody else.
燔祭牲的肉不能搁别的地方用的。
And there's no pieces should be shared for other purposes.
在这里，肉是主的，血是主的，所有都是主的。
The flesh, the body, and the blood all belong to God.
没有一点不是主的。
Every piece belongs to God.
这叫全身祭。
That's the whole body sacrifice.
我们一道准备起来。
So when we come to the Lord,
主我们都来了。
We say, Lord, all I have is here.
没有保留啊。
I'm completely here without reservation.
我没有限制啊。
And there's no limitation.
我整个人在这里了。
I'm here completely for you.
我里面的所有。
All I have inside.
我外面的所有。
All I have outside.
都在我这个上都来了。
Has been offered up together through this body.
就叫做全身祭。
That's the whole body sacrifice.
所以我们的诗歌叫做都归耶稣，都归耶稣。
Like the hymn says.All for Jesus, all to Jesus.
很简单的诗歌，一直有力量。
And it's very powerful him.
在上海，我们上到一个聚会晚了，这个讲这个聚会，这个大家这个被圣灵感动的时候。
In Shanghai, at the end of a particular meeting, when we're so moved by the Holy Spirit.
我唱就一领头唱，都归耶稣。
A brother stood up and sang this song.
大家都流着泪唱，都归耶稣，都归耶稣。
Every member in the congregation sang cheerfully, all for Jesus.
到今天我还觉得这个诗歌的力量。
Even till today, I still feel the power.
都归耶稣。
For Jesus. That should be our heart's condition too.
能给主那是不得了的。
It's a great thing that we can even give to the Lord.
为我都弄完了，没完了，都。
If it's given to me, it's all done with.
随着时间都能成为虚空了。
When the time passes, will become nothing but vanity.
所有归主的主都掌握了。
Yeah, if everything's for the Lord, then He will be in control.
要存到永远的。
And that will be kept till eternity.
所以这叫做活祭。
And this is what it means by living sacrifice.
保罗讲的活祭就是燔祭。
That means burnt offering here.
全身祭。
It's a whole body sacrifice.
现在我们要看另外一个大的事情了。
And another thing really written here in
Leviticus. 让奉献的生命。
It talks about the life that's being offered up.
所有利未教的祭物都受到奉献生命。
And all the sacrifices recorded here talk about the life they offer.
他这里要做祭物，是三种祭物。
There are three kinds of animals offered up here.
一种牛。
One is a bull.
一种羊。
One is sheep.
一种是飞鸟。
And the other kind is birds.
飞鸟也有规定的。
Even bird has its kind.
只有两种鸟可以做燔祭。
There are only two kinds of birds can be used.
一个是斑鸠。
One is the turtle dove.
另外一个是雏鸽。
The other one is the young pigeon.
对呀，一个小鸽子就是了。
It's a young pigeon.
来做燔祭。
They can be used up for burnt offering.
那么这三种祭物就是都说出耶稣基督生命的不同表现。
And these three kinds of animals talk about three different manifestations of the life of Jesus.
我献的公牛。
First, that male bull.
这个是祭物当中最雄壮的。
And this is the strongest kind among three.
公牛说到耶稣基督那个忠诚雄壮的生命。
It symbolizes the strong life of Jesus Christ.
所以说一生当中忠诚雄壮的表现。
Jesus has been so faithful and strong in his mission.
他对圣灵旨意那么忠诚而且雄壮。
He was so faithful and strong to carry out God's purpose.
他在走十字架道路的时候那么忠诚而且雄壮。
When he walked on the path of the cross, he was so faithful.
对他的使命的时候，那么忠诚而且雄壮。
And facing his mission, he was so faithful and strong about.
面对他的仇敌的时候，那么忠诚而且雄壮。
When facing his enemies, he was so faithful and strong.
那是公牛的生命。
That's the life of a male bull.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常说主的道路啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we say walk on the way of the Lord,
我们常常讲走主的道路啊。
All the time we encourage each other, says go on the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，常经常讲的名字，不去问一下这个名字到底代表什么呀？
We say this a lot.Do we truly understand it?
你就问他有什么叫主的道路、啊、
So you say, what does it mean that I walk on the way of the Lord?
主的道路就主的道路嘛。
Well, that's the way of the Lord.
我每次这样解释，反正很容易的啊。
That's not how you explain it.
啊，圣经不讲。
That's not how Bible refers.
圣经主的道路有专指的。
There's a special term for the way of the Lord in the Bible.
主道路是由一次从拿撒勒一直走到哥哥他。
It's the path he took from Nazareth to Golgotha.
就主的道路。
And that's the way of the Lord.
我们都知道主耶稣不是拿撒勒人。
We all knew he was not a Nazarene.
主耶稣是在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他应该是伯利恒人。
He's supposed to be a man of Bethlehem. But you don't see people calling that. They all call Jesus the Nazarene. Jesus never referred himself as a man from Bethlehem. He called himself, I'm a Nazarene. When we follow Jesus, then we also call ourselves the Nazarene. When Peter performed the first miracle, he said, in the name of Jesus the Nazarene, rise up and walk. He never used the name of Bethlehem. Because Jesus the Nazarene means he's a mighty and powerful Jesus. An almighty Jesus in that name. Why did Jesus call himself the Nazarene? He moved to Nazareth, right? Shortly after his birth. He lived there. So he called himself a Nazarene. That's the most lowly name. It's a place despised by Jews. It was a bad place. And yet Jesus stayed there. Because he took the form of humility. He became lowly for us. And he took the form of man. Willingly he humbled himself. And he was so obedient. Until the point of death. And the death upon the cross. So God raised him up with his right hand. Jesus never exalted himself. He always humbled himself. He always humbled himself. Humble and humble. To the point to go to the lowliest place. And he died on the cross there. And that was the lowliest of the lowliest. And then God raised him and exalted him on high. Yes. Different from our nature, we like to climb higher and higher. Yet the sad thing is that we can't even make to the top. We may climb up 3 steps and fall 2 steps. It's faster for us to fall than go up. But Jesus has this humble life. And that's the life of the Lamb. And that is pleasing to God. And that satisfies God. And it's like an aroma to Him. He humbled himself. And he humbled and humbled. From the point of Nazareth. He walked on the way, all the way to Golgotha. And there are so many trials and difficulties. And there are so many big trials waiting for him. And many words and attacks of the devil. Yet he never changed his mind. He was so determined.
圣经说, 主耶稣面如坚石才都
The Bible tells me he was so determined as strong as the stone.
艰难试炼没有给能够摇动耶稣,
nothing to shake him or change his mind.
面如坚石才都
He was so determined facing Golgotha.
这叫做主的道路,
and that is the way of the Lord.
从布利恒经过加利利一路上面走到
From Bethlehem to Galilee all the way to Golgotha.
每一站都在树林一死的,
every stop has its spiritual meaning and significance. But I will not share with those tonight. We'll focus on the sacrifices. The way of the Lord. He's so faithful.
那么雄壮,
and he's so strong.
公牛的生命,
and he manifests the life of the bull.
第二种祭物来,
and the second kind of sacrifice.
羊做祭物,
is used a sheep.
羊说耶稣基督的另外一种生命表现了,
sheep speaks of another kind of manifestation of Jesus' life.
说主耶稣的道成肉身,
it talks about his word become flesh.
并十字架的生命,
his crucified life. He was the Lamb of God.
那么的温热,
he was so gentle.
那么的顺服,
so obedient.
那么的卑微,
and so lowly and humble.
耶稣基督是神的羔羊,
he was the Lamb of God.
是你羔羊才能打败仇敌,
only the Lamb of God can defeat the enemies.
他是神的羔羊,
he was the Lamb of God.
以赛亚52章说到他是神的羔羊,
in Isaiah 52 it talks about how he was the Lamb of God.
他的一个重压之下,
and under great pressure,
受苦, 苦却不开口。
He was afflicted, but he did not open his mouth.
他如同羊被切到宰杀之地。
He was like a lamb being brought to the slaughter.
他也是这样的解剖人的手下没有声音。
Also like a sheep at the hand of the shearers, he was silent and did not open his mouth.
神的羔羊来了。
That's the Lamb of God.
你没有办法在他身上找到一点瑕疵来。
You can't find any defect on him.
耶稣基督的无瑕疵的生命啊
He was without blemish, without defect.
圣洁的生命啊
He was that holy life.
那么宝贵的生命啊
That precious life.
他一心要做牺牲。
And he was there to become the sacrifice.
圣经有两个名字。
And there are two names in the Bible.
叫做钉十字架的基督。
One is says the Christ that was crucified.
叫做基督钉十字架。
One is the Christ of crucifixion, one is Christ that was crucified.
这不是差不多吗
So just you say, aren't they the same?
这差别很大很大
Yes, there's a big difference.
两个名字保罗都用了
And Paul referred to both of them.
用的是不一样的
Yeah, for different purposes and
meaning. 什么叫基督钉十字架
What does it mean by Christ was crucified?
是那件事情来说的
It talks about the very fact that he was crucified.
专指耶稣基督钉十字架
It refers to the fact that he was crucified.
那保罗用钉十字架的基督
Yeah, the Christ of crucifixion
不是这件事
It's not talking about the fact that happened
人来说的
but talking about this person
这个人是钉十字架的基督
This person is the Christ of crucifixion
他的生命就钉十字架的生命
He has this life that will be crucified
主耶稣保罗不知道了各个他在钉十字架
He was not crucified at the point of Golgotha
33年他行走在地上
For the 33 and a half years on earth
他的生命一直是钉十字架的生命
He had a kind of life that will be is crucified all the way
一路上面活出钉十字架的生命来
All the way he manifests the life of crucifixion
主耶稣从来没有给父神有一句 no 的话
Jesus never said no to the Father God
等到最艰难的时候
Even at the most difficult time
君王拒绝他
Even king refused him
整个国家拒绝他
Entire nation turned away him
甚至百姓拒绝他
God's people rejected him
那些的本地本乡的人古乡的人都拒绝他
His own countrymen rejected him
马太十一章就是米赛亚被弃绝的章
And in Matthew 11 talk about how the Messiah was rejected by all
逼着到撒玛利亚去
So he was forced to travel to Samaria
撒玛利亚是以色列人最不愿意去
And that's the place despised by the Israelites
他带着门徒去撒玛利亚
But he brought his disciples along to Samaria
走在路上
On the way there,
他想到这一切的事。
He thought about all his encounters.
我想我在弄这些的事，我就流泪了。
If I were him, I probably would be in tears.
没有一个人孤单像我的。
It's like I was so lonely.
连我本地本乡都弃绝了。
Even my own country fellow man was deserted me.
我在那里行了大神迹。
I performed great miracles among them.
他们竟然弃绝我。
But they rejected me.
没有一个人要我。
No one wanted me.
我被逼到撒玛利亚去。
I was actually forced to leave and go to Samaria.
当然，我这样的人就不能上十字架了。
Of course, I don't have the kind of life can.
Yes, 耶稣基督走在路上
And Jesus was on his way
真的忽然欢乐起来了
Suddenly he rejoiced
我读圣读到这个地方上面下面找找没有可以欢乐的原因啊
And I looked the front and back and said There's nothing to be happy about
他被圣灵感动了
But he was moved by the Holy Spirit
欢乐起来了
So he rejoiced
抬起头来
He looked up his head
他说父啊
He said Oh Father
是的
Yes
你的每一拍是如此、啊、
This is your good and perfect will、
哦、大的钉十字架的生命啊
And that's the great life of a crucified life
常常说 no
Oftentimes we like to say no
不对的
That's wrong
这也是不对的
With the Lord that's not right
我碰到这个人不对的
That guy is not right
我遇到这个环境不对的
This situation is not right
我这个遭遇不对的
My circumstance is not right But Jesus never said no.
父啊，是的。
Oh, Father, yes.
震动人心啊，你知道吧
？It really shake our hearts.
他是钉十字架的基督啊。
Because he is that crucified Christ.
他一路走着。
And all the way,
一路彰显十字架生命的伟大。
He manifests this greatness of the life of crucifixion.
这个叫做羊的生命。
And that's the life of a lamb.
整个羔羊。
And that's God's plan.
成肉身并十字架的生命啊。
And that the Word become flesh, that kind of manifestation.
第三种的祭物了。
And the third kind of animals.
用飞鸟做祭物。
Is birds.
什么飞鸟的祭物？
What is that?
所以耶稣基督又有种生命的表现了。
And that's another manifestation of the life of Jesus.
主耶稣的超越生命。
Jesus has this life that surpasses all.
主耶稣的理地的生命。
And he has a life that's above from the earth.
主耶稣的上升的生命。
And this ascending life.
是飞鸟的生命。
And that's the kind of life of a bird.
这个生命就是神儿子的生命。
And that's the life of the Son of God.
这就是约翰福音里所说的永远生命。
And this is the eternal life recorded in the book according to John.
飞鸟的生命。
And that's the life of bird.
飞鸟不是两种鸟吗？
It can only choose two kinds of birds.
一个白鹫。
One is the eternal dove.
一个雏鸽，一个小鸽子。
And the other one is the young pigeon.
白鹫。
The eternal dove.
圣经里面说白鹫是美丽的复活生命。
It's beautiful resurrected life.
雅各第二章里面。
And in Song of Songs,
他那个百花开放。
He said,The flowers appear in the field.
百鸟鸣叫的时候到了。
And the season of singing has come.
春天来了。
Oh, the spring has come.
什么叫春天来了？
How do you know the spring is
come? 板鹫的声音在我们的境内也听见了。
Because we have heard the queen of turtle doves.
板鹫是春天最早出现的鸟。
Because turtle doves show up the earliest.
它叫的声音呢特别。
And has very unique voice.
他们听见板鹫叫了。
So when you hear the voice of turtle dove,
他来报告春天来了。
And you know they're pronouncing the arrival of spring.
是板鹫的时候，一个美丽的复活生命。
And that speaks of the beautiful resurrected life.
板鹫很小。
And turtle dove is small.
那叫做复活生命。
Yeah, that's the resurrected life.
而我们都也知道鸽子哈。
And also, we all know what's pigeon.
鸽子是最驯良的生命啊。
Pigeon has the most obedient life.
天下万物没有像鸽子那样特别的。
And it's a very unique animal.
它认识回家的道路。
They recognize the way home.
你把鸽子放在那么多远的地方啊。
If you send a pigeon far away.
它能够飞回来的。
They always find a way back.
我看一个杂志里面，他说有一个人把鸽子放在另外一个州里面呢。
And I read in a magazine, they send their pigeons away in another state.
他经过那个州，飞过大洋啊。
And he crossed the ocean to come back.
最后他飞回家了。
And he made a home.
鸽子的身上有回家的道路啊。
And therefore, pigeons recognize the way home.
没有什么。动物都这个样子不飞
了。You don't see any other kind of animal can do that.
主耶稣，我是道路。
Jesus says, I am the way.
他就是升天的道路。
And he's the way of ascension to heaven.
到父那里去的道路。
The way to the Father God.
主耶稣一路都向着父那里去的。
And he was walking toward the Father God all the way.
板鹫的生命。
The life of the turtle dove.
雏鸽的生命。
And the life of a young pigeon.
他在另外一面。
On the other hand.
我们知道一件事。
We also have to know.
他说以色列的献祭啊。
And when Israelites make offerings,
他献什么祭物？
What kind of animals do they offer?
他家和他家里的财富有绝对关系。
It depends upon how much money they have.
有钱的人。
People that are rich.
献是大公牛。
They can afford to offer a bull.
献不起大公牛怎么办？
But what if you can't afford it?
献是羊。
Then,
说了哈。
Offer a male sheep.
羊还分绵羊、山羊。
Sheep or goat.
绵羊贵一点，山羊便宜一点。
Male is more, sheep is more expensive than goat.
献不起绵羊，献是山羊。
So if you can afford to offer a sheep, then offer a goat.
最穷的人。
For the poorest people.
牛献不起，羊也献不起。
They can't afford either kind.
献一对白鹫。
So they can offer up a pair of turtle doves.
献一对雏鸽。
For young pigeons.
今天在美国鸽子也不便宜的哈。
And actually, it's not cheap now in the States.
所以犹太人就说，白鹫鸽子是最便宜的。
But back then, those are cheapest kind of birds.
在主耶稣的地上的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
他说过一句话。
He said this before.
一分钱不是买两只鸽子吗？
He said, don't you buy two pigeons with one penny?
两分钱不是买五只鸽子吗？
And you get five pigeons with two pennies?
这是主耶稣讲的话。
That's what Jesus said.
两只鸽子值一分钱吗？
Two pigeons for a penny?
你出两分钱。
And if you pay two pennies,
一个买四个，他多给你一个。
Instead of four, you get five.
因为鸽子不值钱的。
Because it's so cheap.
一分钱不是买两只吗？
Don't you get two for a penny?
两分钱不是买五只吗？
You get five for two pennies?
鸽子太便宜了。
Because it's so cheap.
在犹太地鸽子摆设太多了。
And there are so many pigeons and doves around.
分钱都买不起嘛，都框里去抓两个。
If you really can't afford it, go and catch a few in the wilderness.
这个最低最低的，一直被摆就两只雏鸽了。
But that's the least you can do is to offer up.
这就引到路加福音第二章二十四节的伟大了。
And that's why what's recorded in Luke chapter 2 verse 24 was so great.
我们的救主降生了。
Because when Jesus was born,
他成了人。
He became a man.
生在律法之下。
He was born under the law.
完全照着律法行。
And so he did according to the law.
神儿子的伟大。
That's the great thing about the Son of God.
他到了时候，他先把父母把他献祭。
When his parents offered him up.
二十四节特别说。
Verse 22, 24 tells us, a pair of turtle
doves.
Two young pigeons.
啊, 主耶稣献给神。
They consecrated Jesus to God. 还有最卑微
那个祭物。
He was represented by the lowliest and the cheapest kind of sacrifice.
还有最便宜的祭物。
The cheapest kind of animal.
因为他出生在寒酸之家呀。
Because he was born in a poor family.
他取得最微小的地位。
So he took the lowliest form.
但是我们说，本来就主跟说已经复活和主的那个两相来说。
We all know these two kinds of words talk about Jesus' resurrection and his ascending life.
你知道吗？那旧约律法。
Do you know well what's the law in the Old Testament?
本来就主跟嘛选一样。
And you can only choose either kind of them to offer.
选了板鸠就不用主鸽，选了主鸽嘛不用板鸠，对不对
？If you pick the dog, then you don't use the pigeon. If you pick the pigeon, you don't use the dog.
在这个时候特别吧。
But something very special.
对板鸠两只主鸽把它献给神啊。
He says a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
这重在这个属灵的意义啊。
It emphasized on the spiritual meaning.
是表达出来主耶稣生命的味道啊。
To fully express the kind of life Jesus had.
主耶稣的卑微啊。
His humbleness.
一堆斑鸠，两只雏鸽。
A pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons.
哇，他献给神。
He was consecrated to God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们奉献。
Dear brothers and sisters.
还不在今天我有没有用啊
？When we offer ourselves, don't regard whether we're useful or not.
你觉得有用，主还不一定要你的。
And even we think we're useful, God doesn't use us.
没有用啊，主真是喜欢。
If you are concerned that you are useless, actually that's how God can use you.
他说他没有用嘛。
And because they think they are not useless.
现在奉献嘛，整个心是真的嘛。
Because they don't think they're useful, so when they offer themselves, they truly mean it.
主到底要用我个什么嘛？
We don't know what God can use us for.
主耶稣特别宝贵这个心啊。
But what He treasures the most is our heart.
整个心来了。
As long as you come with your heart.
那个嘴最重看的主你啊。
And that's what God looks for.
主宝贵了的心啊。
God treasures our heart.
没有用，主会叫你有用的。
If you feel you are not useful, God will make you useful.
主能用任何人。
God is able to use any kind of person.
完全献给主。
Just offer yourself completely to Him.
看看主会不会使用你吗
？And see how God can use you.
有用没有用在乎主的。
It's really up to the Lord how He wants to use
you. 弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们说到奉献的生命。
And this life of offering.
这里我们看见第三大段。
And the third section here.
如何献祭
？How to make offering.
就说出奉献的经历了。
And that talks about the experience of offering.
在利未记中两件事，一个是祭物，一个是如何献祭。
In the passage we read earlier, talk about two things. One is the sacrifice itself. Second is the way to make the sacrifice.
祭物是奉献生命。
And the sacrifice itself is the life that being offered out.
如何献祭说的奉献的经历。
Yeah, how to make that offering? It talks about the experience of offering.
在这十七节圣经里面。
And in these seventeen verses.
说到燔祭在献祭的时候。
It talks about when you made a burnt offering.
分作两部分。
There are two things, two steps.
一部分。
First.
是献祭的人自己要做的。
It's something that one that who makes the offering has to do.
另外一部分。
Another step.
祭司做的。
It's something the priest has to do.
不是献祭的人做的。
It's not someone who made the offering has to do.
献祭的人就是我们这些人要做的。
The one that made the offering is us.
祭司要做的这是主要做的。
The priest refers to what Jesus has to do.
所以经历分成两部分的。
So there are two steps in this experience.
一部分是我要做的。
One is what we need to do.
我做了我说该做的。
Once I have done what I need to do.
剩下的就主要做的了。
And the remaining can just leave it to the Lord.
我们若做了我们要做的。
Once we have done what we have to do.
主就一定要做他要做的。
And the Lord has to do what He can do.
我们要做的是什么
？What do we have to do first?
第一件事。
First of all.
奉献的人。
As the person who offers himself.
摊手在祭物的头上。
Has to lay his hand on the animal.
第一件事按手。
First, lay your hand.
哇，这件事情太重要了。
This is something very important.
安守是什么
？What does it mean by lay your hand?
安守说的联合。
It talks about uniting with someone.
在教会里面的安守。
In the church, when you lay hands,
是要说元首和我们联合了。
It talks about how the head unites with us.
怎么知道元首和我联合
？How do you know the head has united with us?
借着安守，元首的生命能力都出来了。
Because through laying hands on someone, the power and life of the head will flow through us.
这是第一次教会的安守。
And the very first time when church lay hands,
主差遣亚拿尼亚去看保罗。
Was God sent Anania to lay hands on Paul?
给保罗去按手去。
To lay hands on Paul.
这亚拿尼亚呀。
Anania.
这个人是个小弟。
Was an insignificant brother.
小肢体。
Just a small member.
就出现这么一次以后再没有了。
He only showed up once in the Bible.
这个保罗可是个大弟兄了。
But Paul was someone great.
太荣耀的自己了。
He was a very glorious body.
主要给保罗去安守嘛，应该差个彼得去嘛。
So you would think God should send Peter to lay hand on Paul.
应该差个约翰去嘛。
Or John.
主也不差彼得，不差约翰。
But God did not use any one of them.
差个史蒂芬去差不多哈。
Or maybe Stephen.
在史蒂芬不差嘛，最起码差个巴拿巴去嘛。
Or at least Barnabas.
给主去暗示，给保罗去暗示嘛。
Well, so they're more qualified than Paul.
主耶稣说的就不是这样，不是这样。
But God did not work that way.
一个大的都不用。
The Lord did not use anyone that's great.
选那个从来没人知道的亚拿尼亚。
Take someone that's so insignificant.
就出现那么一次看不见的人。
Only showed up once in the Bible.
差遣一个真正小弟兄去给保罗去暗示啊。
He sent a small brother to lay hand on the big brother.
当然是亚拿尼亚去的时候。
And Anania went. He was standing on the position of the body of Christ. On the position of the head of body. He went in the name of Christ. He was not proud about it. He was afraid either. He was filled by the Lord himself. So when he saw Paul, he laid hand on his head.That's the first time you see somebody lay hand on people in the New Testament. He said something truly great.
兄弟扫罗
He said, Dear brother Saul,
在你来的路上
The Lord Jesus,
在你来的路上看你显现的主就是耶稣
The Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the way from the
Damascus 差遣我来
has sent me here
叫你能看见
so that you can see
却被圣灵充满
and be filled by the Holy Spirit
当你要说这话也是
well he said that
充满了主的爱
he was filled with the love of the Lord
充满了主的力量
filled with the power of the Lord
元首的权柄能力
the power and authority of the head
记得他们一下就传到保罗
Closer into Paul through an angel.
保罗立刻看见了。
Immediately, Paul regained his sight.
立刻被圣灵充满了。
And he was also filled by the Holy Spirit.
啊，他把元首带来。
And then he brought forth the head.
元首看不见。
You cannot see the head.
亚拿尼亚看得见。
But you can see Anania.
亚拿尼亚手是肉身的手。
You can see his fleshly hand.
奉耶稣的名来。
He came in the name of the Lord.
当他按手的时候。
When he laid hand on him.
他站在身体地位上。
He was standing at the position of the
body
of Christ.
他站在元首地位上。
At the position of the head Christ.
元首经过他流通了。
And Christ was able to go through him to Paul.
这里基督的身体太实在了，你知道吗
？So you can see the reality of the body of Christ.
在这里我们叫天上。元首太实在了。
And you say this is so true about the body of Christ.
保罗这次受了安守的大部分人啊。
And Paul was so blessed through this.
保罗一生给多少人安守啊
？And Paul has laid hand on many people all his life.
宝贵的书信里面告诉我们安守的重要。
And in many of his letters, he describes the importance of laying hands.
历代教会通通安守。
Church through all generation has this exercise.
传递元首的生命给肢体。
Because that's how you pass the life of the head to your members of the body.
天上的元首在教会里头显为实在的
so that the head that's in heaven can be seen through church
能力生命都流通了
his life and his power can flow through us
保罗说众人饮于一位圣灵
so he said we drink of one spirit
浸于一位圣灵
and we baptize into one spirit
就成了一个身体
and we become one body
在圣灵的经历里面生命里面圣灵都实在的
and it's something so real in the experience of following the Holy Spirit
大家一起在圣灵的
When we are all into together in the Holy Spirit, you don't feel your existence. If you still feel yourself strongly, then there's a problem. When the Holy Spirit came down greatly, if you still feel yourself, then you're special. It's like you are the only one staying in the dry land when the shower of blessing comes down. If you can still sense yourself, you will know nothing but the Lord. And we are together become one with all the children. It is so true and real. Do you know the importance of laying hands? And when you lay hand on people, and in Shanghai, when we lay hand on people, many brothers heard at the same time the voices of angels.
天使算不了什么的。
angels are nothing.
听见天使的歌声呢？
But they heard the singing voice of the angels.
天使为什么在看？
Because angels were surrounding them.
弟兄姊妹，你安守的圣灵流通啊！
And saw how the Holy Spirit moved about in God's people.
天使都欢乐。
And they were so happy singing.
他们歌唱了。
So they started to sing.
因为他们故意露什么一点呢？就弟兄就听见了。
And they revealed a little bit to the fleshly brothers and sisters. They could hear it. So they were greatly encouraged.
天使算什么？
What are angels?
天使怎么感到是儿女的身尊贵呢？
They can never be compared with the honor that we have as children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我自己经历一个大按手的时候，
And I have experienced being laid hand on.
地震动了。
And the whole earth was like shaken.
散了会了，我说地震动了。
After the meeting, I said, there was an earthquake.
因为你要，你当时没笑笑。
And the elder sister just smiled.
不是你一个人觉得地震动的。
Not just you who felt that.
我是第一次碰见的。
I said, well, that's the first time for me.
我地震动的时候，
I said, when the earth was moving,
地跳得很有秩序啊。
And it was bouncing in such a nice rhythm.
一定是砰砰砰砰砰砰那么跳。
And it has a fixed rhythm about it.
爷爷就笑，那个小孩子。
Experienced brothers were laughing, looking at me.
地震动了哈，他我们。圣灵降临时，整个房子不摇动了，不要地震动了。
They said, "Well, actually, when Holy Spirit comes, even the whole structure can be shaken, not just the earth."
我们现在不求地震动啊。
But that's not what we're here for.
我们只求圣灵降临大家身上。
We only ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
地震动不震动小事情
呢。It really doesn't matter whether the ground moves or not.
你要求地震动求不来的。
You can't really ask for that.
就不给这个东西的。
If the Lord doesn't give it to us.
圣灵降临的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit comes.
什么都震动了。
Everything will be shaken.
有这个圣灵降临的房子里面呢。
And one time when the Holy Spirit comes down,
小 baby 都被圣灵浇灌了。
Into a house, even the baby in the crib was shaken.
圣灵充满万有啊。
Because Holy Spirit can fill all.
完了，你被被充满。
And if you are not filled by the Holy Spirit, then you are really something.
这是今天被充满的不是大人。
And you are really something if you are not filled by the Spirit tonight.
我说奇怪，你怎么不被充满呢？
And I wonder how come you are not filled.
今天晚上有没有人不被充满啊？
And everybody should be filled by the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
第二件事我们要做的，
Second thing we have to do,
自己把牛牵来，
is to bring the ball.
没有人可以带你牵的哈，
Nobody can take your place doing that.
没有托隔壁邻舍把牛牵去献祭哈，
And there's no other people can do it for you.
牵来，
Just bring your own ball.
牵来不算，自己杀自己宰。
Not only you bring it along, you have to kill it.
自己剥皮，
skin it,
把整个牛切成筷子。
And you cut it into pieces.
我从年轻的时候，这里面这件事我做不来。
This is something I felt I have a hard time doing it.
叫我杀死牛的可是不一回事。
I don't know how to slay a bull.
虽然你要把皮剥下来，那都是没本事。
And also to skin it afterwards.
把整个牛切成一块一块的。
And cut it into pieces.
我年轻的时候力量也赶不上去。
And even though I was strong when I was young, I don't think I could do it.
你们家在哪个地方能杀牛？
Who do you think can do that here?
这不是到杀牛公司去杀牛啊，他们有公司杀的。
Well, you better find a professional company to help you.
给你把刀来杀牛啊！
If I give you a knife, can you do it?
你若是当时以色列人，
But if you were an Israelite,
以色列的男人，
and a male one,
他们都会杀牛啊！
They all know how to slay a bull.
大概他们受过训练。
I guess they were trained to do that.
身体强壮，一人宰只牛啊！
They could slay a bull.
啊，今天新约时代，主的命令没这么可怕了哈！
But the Lord does not give this kind of commandment in the New Testament.
没什么杀牛了，剥皮的，更不需要的。
We don't have to do all that anymore.
碰撞在树林意义了。
It's, we all need to look at the spiritual meaning of it. Bring the ball along.
自己宰。
And then slay it.
那个意志的决断的问题。
And that talks about our willpower.
我们奉献精力第一步在我们的意志愿意。
In order to offer ourselves, the first thing happened to us that we have to be willing.
当我被主的爱感动。
When we are moved by the love of the Lord.
当我被圣灵感动。
When we are moved by the Holy Spirit.
要快呀。
Have to be quick.
主，我愿意把自己献上了。
Respond immediately. Lord, I am offering myself up.
这个意志 will 愿意的问题了。
And it's whether you're willing or not.
而且我要有很强的心愿。
And also, we have to have a strong desire.
给你献了。
And then we can offer.
主，一切都来了。
So all I have is here.
你为我舍命。
You have died for me.
把一切都给了我了。
You have given me all you have.
我算什么？
Who am I?
我要把自己给你，是我的大荣耀。
And it's my great honor that I can give myself to you.
我把我自己给你了。
Oh, I give myself to you.
自己要把它剥皮。
And then you have to skin it.
剥皮呀。
You want to skin.
皮说到那个圣所的保护。
It talks about.The inner protection,
深处的美丽
and the inner beauty.
一只牛啊，有皮就很好看
And a bull looks nicer with skin.
你把皮剥掉了，看那个牛好不好看
Try to skin the bull, whether it looks nice or not.
不好看，对不对？
Probably not.
那个披着保护跟美丽。
Didn't talk about the protection and beauty.
看着我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moves us.
我们不顾我们的脸面。
We won't care less about how we look, how we feel.
我们在众人面前承认我奉献。
But publicly we'll confess the Lord, I offer myself.
中国人真是麻烦。
Chinese has this problem in general.
Yes,
because we like to save our pride. And sometimes when we fellowship with non-Chinese, and one of us will say, well, this is their
face problem
of Chinese.
Oh, and then
the non-Chinese brother had a hard time translating that. Non-Chinese don't understand what do you mean by Chinese face problem. But Chinese all understand it. Don't you understand it?
中国人最最要面子的人, 你知道吗?
Because we like pride the most.
奉献了还不敢讲话了。
We want to offer ourselves, but we are so shy.
在教会奉献回来, 家里的面子都藏起来了。
And when you go home, you hide yourself and offer yourself to the Lord.
这就是很抢爱主。
Even though you may be a strongly saved,
and
when you go to church, you cover your Bible up so people don't know where you're going. And we are following the deepest in regard to this. We don't think it's actually embarrassing for the Lord to accept us.
我来承认主，我觉得不好意思。
But we feel embarrassed to acknowledge that He is my Lord.
我们不要顾脸面。
Please despise our pride. Don't be mindful
of me.
Because the Lord loves me.
主为我死,
the Lord gave His life for me.
我全都奉献给
主, all I have is for Him.
我还亏欠他的,
and I still feel for short of His glory.
我把所有都给了主,
all I have, I give it to Him.
我远远亏欠他的,
I still are greatly indebted to the Lord.
我都把什么给了主呢?
What do I have that can be offered to Him?
我出来承认,
I will just complete publicly confess,
不仅在聚会里面承认,
not only in a meeting,
回家去承认,
but go home I confess that,
每一个人都承认,
I tell everybody about it,
我是主的人,
that I am the Lord,
我是那个名字耶稣基督,
and I have a name that's Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
大家切成筷子,
and thirdly you have to do is to cut into pieces,
做了以后天然生命的形状都破坏了,
so that totally destroys your natural form.
我一切都在这里终止了,
all I have stopped right here.
其实嘛，你受浸那天嘛就该这样了。
Actually, that should happen on the day of your baptism.
这受浸的意义嘛。
That's the meaning of baptism.
受浸的力量不够。
Yeah, at that time you weren't strong enough.
到奉献的时候完成了。
But will be completed when you offer yourself.
一切都在这里停了。
All I have ended at this point.
从此以后。
From this point and on.
主的前途是我的前途。
The future of the Lord is my future.
我与主同生命。
And I share the same life with the Lord.
同性情。
And same nature.
同苦难,
same suffering,
同荣耀,
and same glory,
同征战,
and same battle,
同掌权,
and same reigning power.
我只有一个前途,
and I only have one future.
主的前途成为我的前途,
and His faith is my faith.
你换这么大的前途，你也还觉得不好意思来着。
So don't feel shy or embarrassed about it.
我把一切都写上,
all I have, I give it to you.
我不顾脸面,
and I will not worry about my pride,
我的感觉,
or my feelings.
哎, 太大了。
Because His love is so great. And I want the whole world to know I belong to Jesus. And that's truly a person that has offered Himself. All we need to do is done. So now what's left is for the priest. That's what the Lord will do. Priest will do two things. First, He will administer the blood.
他要浸你火。
And administer the fire.
这两件事掌握在主耶稣的手中。
And these two things are in the hands of Jesus.
他浸你血。
He will administer the blood.
就宝血在我身上达到最大的果效。
So the blood He has shed for us will be most effective on us.
当主流血的时候。
When Jesus shed His blood.
头一件事，祭司把这个血奉到至圣所来。
First thing the high priest was to do is to offer the blood in the Holy of Holies.
主的血第一件事往上流。
Therefore, the blood of Jesus was going upwardly.
血就是说的魂。
And the blood refers to the soul life.
主流血的时候。
When Jesus shed His blood,
主的魂往上升。
Soul ascended.
升到神的面前。
To before God.
所以一看见主的魂，
So when God saw his soul life, God was so satisfied.
神的喜乐满溢出来了,
and his pleasure was just filled. And because there's power in the blood of the Lord. And there's power in his blood.
有大功效啊,
and there's great effect.
认不认识主的血啊?
Do you know the blood of Jesus?
主的血是阴符鬼魔邪灵最怕的，你知道吧?
Hades and the devil is afraid of the blood of the Lord.
地上的邪灵才不敢碰主的血嘞。
They dare not. People say they dare not to touch the blood of the Lord.
我这个姊妹她说怕晚上一个人睡。
I met a Christian sister. She dared not to sleep alone at night.
夜里不敢一个人回家。
And she did not walk. Dare not walk home alone at night.
那什么怕?
I said, what are you afraid of?
她说怕鬼。
She said, I'm afraid of ghosts.
好看看他，你怕鬼？
I look at her and said, "Are you afraid of ghosts?"
对呀。
Oh,
鬼要怕你的啦，怕鬼的。
Ghosts should be afraid of you. You should not be afraid of ghosts.
你有没有宝血啊？
Do you have the blood of Jesus Christ?
我当然有宝血。 你不认识宝血吗？
I said, "Then you don't know what you have."
血是耶稣基督的血啊。
Because the precious blood is the soul life of Jesus.
鬼最近怕血的啦。
And then something the devil fears
most. 我们有宝血的人，鬼看见我就跑的。
And if they see us, they will flee away.
你倒过来怕鬼。
But you are on the contrary afraid of them.
那小心，鬼正在欺负你。
Then be careful; they may take advantage of that lack of knowledge.
醒过来了。
So wake up.
鬼怕我的。
God knows that the devil is afraid of me.
跟着我讲。
So I said,
我有宝血。
I said, repeat after me. I have precious blood.
鬼怕我。
So those are afraid of me.
我不怕鬼。
I'm not afraid of ghosts.
再讲三遍。
So I have to restart it 3 times.
一个人回去。
Go home by yourself.
怕没暗的。
Don't be afraid of darkness.
我也这样说，没有看见鬼不怕我的，我自己。
And in my life, I know the devil is afraid of us.
不是我死就有什么，我有什么的糟糕了的。
It's not what I have.
我身上有耶稣基督的血啊。
But because I have the blood of Jesus Christ on me.
你怎么怕我？
Devil is afraid of me.
你不怕我，你才怪了他。
Definitely no, devil is afraid of you.
你相信宝血会怕你的。
And believe the devil is afraid of the precious blood of Jesus.
你到哪里鬼就走掉了。
Wherever you go, they will flee away.
医病赶鬼都靠着主的血啊！
And the ability to heal and also cast off demons.
这是有血病。
It's all founded on the blood of Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood.
有能力。
There's power in the blood.
大能力。
And there's great power in the blood.
直接把血洒在坛的四围。
Therefore, the priest will sprinkle the blood about around on the altar.
往下流。
And the blood will go downward.
流到我们身上。
Onto us.
不止罪的赦免,
not only will we receive the forgiveness of
sin,
but also we can have a close fellowship with the Lord.
是为我们买了新约,
because this blood has purchased for us the new covenant.
是为与新约买了这么大的救恩,
has bought for us the great salvation.
是给我买了这么大的权利,
and the great privilege.
罪的赦免,
so that we can be forgiven.
病的医治人,
and our sickness can be healed.
都是宝血功效啊,
it's all the work of the blood.
血下的权利啊,
and that's a privilege in the blood.
血下权利太多了,
there are so many privileges and rights in the blood.
血太宝贵了,
it is so precious.
Oh, 这个宝贵的血在我身上,
and this precious blood is on us.
主耶稣要进一个血啊,
and therefore Jesus will give us.
血我身上有大能力啊,
and there's power in the blood for us.
大果效啊,
and there's great effect.
金银血金银火,
not only that, he also unleashed fire.
大祭物都放在祭坛上,
so when you lay the sacrifice on the altar,
祭司要点火,
the priest is supposed to set the fire.
火不需要祭司点的,
and it has to be set up by the priest.
奉献的人没法点火的,
you can set a fire yourself.
点火是主点的,
it's the Lord who kindled the fire.
烈火圣火从天降下,
the fire will come from above.
主耶稣掌握着这些大事,
and then Jesus control all the great things like that.
把祭物献上的是,
so when we offer up the sacrifice,
真诚的祭物,
and the true sacrifice,
实在的祭物,
the sincere sacrifice,
主就为我们进一火,
Jesus will administer fire,
圣火从天降下,
will send holy fire from above,
在我们身上焚烧,
and will burn upon us,
让我们真是觉得出喜悦,
so we know that he has taken delight in our offering,
真是看见主印证了,
and we see that he has shown us the proof that he accepted.
知道主喜悦我,
how do you know the Lord like your offering?
怎么抓住约拿了我的奉献?
How do you know he has accepted our offering?
圣灵从天降下,
that is when the Holy Spirit comes from above. Therefore, brothers and sisters,
7月5号,
tonight, July 5th,
日子,
will become a most memorable day for many of us.
我在 7月5号把自己献给主了,
I gave myself to the Lord on July 5th.
不要回到生活地去偷偷地拿回来了。
So don't hide that fact when you return to your own church.
拿不回来的。 You
cannot take that away anymore.
奉献的主收了。
Because the Lord would have received it.
好，是我们这个可纪念的日子啊。
May July 5th be a memorable day for us.
我们再来唱255首。
I sing 255.